Quentin Culbertson with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders joining us here today as he has made that decision to where he wants to head off to college. He's going to go play baseball at Northern State up in South Dakota. And Quentin, first of all, congratulations and appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate it.
You bet. I was chatting with you kind of before the interview here today. You're really kind of glad to have this decision out of the way. Let's start at the beginning of the process for you. How long of a process has this been? And kind of take us through how this process developed.
Well, it started about sophomore year after Coon Rapids went to state. I was in talks with Grandview, and that's when the recruiting process kind of started. And then during quarantine, it kind of took a break after that. It was just mainly Grandview. Then junior year when quarantine hit, I started emailing coaches and getting my name out there. And I started developing, my game a little bit and went to camps and stuff like that. And I got my name out there. And, one by one, I started picking up school interest. So it's been going on probably since sophomore year. And then each year has it's just kind of grown. And so...
What have most of the coaches kind of talked to you about and tell us which ones kind of piqued your interest the most?
Definitely Northern, of course, but Grandview and Iowa Wesleyan and even Central. They mainly, they talked to me about, possibly as a freshman coming in and, making a impact on the team. And I love the culture and everything in those schools, but Northern was the right one. I feel like Northern was the right fit for me.
What was different about Northern that sold you on it?
The facilities, the campus, the teammates, the coaches. I mean, we can go on and on about that. But the biggest thing for me was they put their money right back into the school. You see the facilities. They're like D1 facilities. It's truly awesome to go there and, see all these kids in the weight room, see all these kids in the basketball arena. And they're just, they're putting in their work. And that's a part of the culture that I want to be a part of. I feel like that breeds success, and I think I would like to be a part of that. So,
is their culture similar to what you've had at Coon Rapids Baird? Is that why it was comfortable for you, maybe?
I think so. I think, Coach Barry, he runs a great program, just like Coach Waddle. Coach Waddle has, ever since I was a eighth grader, he's had me in the gym throwing, and we've been working on, my game since I was 14, so... he's really taken his time and developed players, and so I think the culture at Coon Rapids is just like Northern, so I think that's why it fits so well. Yeah.
You mentioned that you love the players, even through the COVID stuff. Have you gotten a good chance to get to know some of the guys that you're going to be playing with in the future?
Yeah, I've had other players reach out to me and talk to me and let me know, hey, it's a great place up here. Come up here, and I've had other guys. Jordan, he plays at DCG. He let me know he was committing there, and we talked a little bit. And he I wouldn't say helped my decision, but he definitely pushed me into looking at Northern. So, I think there's a lot of Iowa guys that are going up there too. So I think it'll be easier for me to go there. But,
so,
yeah.
What have the conversations with Coach been like? You said that they've talked to you about maybe being able to come in and help as a freshman. Pitching probably maybe part of that. Where do they feel you can help, and what other positions beyond maybe pitching do they see you maybe being able to help this team?
So they talked to me as maybe a freshman coming in and playing. As at D2, the level is a lot higher than 1A high school baseball, but I definitely have a chance to just put in the work and then see where I am there. They talked to me possibly about hitting because they know I hit in high school and, they know I'm not a bad hitter. So possibly hitting and doing some pitching, but mainly pitching, coming out of the bullpen or, maybe working the rotation. So,
which would you prefer, or does it matter to you as long as you get a chance to maybe get on the field?
Doesn't matter to me. I just want to play baseball. I would love to start. I would love to come out of the pen too. Just whatever works for me. So.
Which one do you feel like fits your strengths a little bit more as a pitcher?
I feel like being a starter. I feel like the starter one would work. I feel like I have good stamina. I can last well in games. I feel like it'd be better for me. But I have nothing against coming out of the pen. I feel like my game could adapt to that, and I'll just be a role player from there. So,
Quentin, as far as getting better, where do you need to get better as a pitcher and as a baseball player in general?
That's a loaded question. I would have to say that, you know, there's always room to grow when it comes to velocity. And I feel like, you know, that's a key to my game, but I feel like I can always grow on that. Coach has us doing velocity drills. I mean, you know, off-speed too. That's a part of the game that I need to grow on is control and off-speed. So those are probably the three cornerstones of what I need to work on, you know, going forward. But hitting, definitely, you can always get more swings in. You know, get there early to practice, get some swings in, work with coach, and just try to be better.
As far as playing there for 4 years, it's going to be cold. You're going up to north of Iowa. You're going to be playing in the spring. I've talked to a lot of guys that love the game of baseball and then went on and played it in college. It's a difference. How do you feel like you adjust to maybe pitching in 30-degree weather and 40-degree weather or even playing the game? And how is that going to impact you, do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm still, you know, not right now, but you know, I still throw in the winter, and I sometimes go outside and, you know, just to experience it because, you know, you got to get your reps in when you can. And growing up in a small town, you don't have very many places to do that. So that's where I've kind of learned to get better. And, I mean, I think it'll definitely affect me. It's a lot colder than Iowa, but I feel like it won't affect me as much. You'll get used to it. And good thing they got a bunch of team gear that you can wear. So.
Take us through kind of that off-season program for you, because you've talked about it a few times here today, and I've known it from listening to Coach Waddle and other people around the Coon program. You put a lot of time into the off-season to get to where you're at today. So what's a normal off-season like for you?
Yeah, so we start pitching practices probably in February, pitching and catching. And we really work on the beginning half, just, you know, getting our bodies right, getting it ready. And then probably March into April, then we start ramping it up, starting getting our velocity going. We maybe start seeing some, you know, we get our bats going probably in April too, and then we start getting some live at bats. On top of that, I also do a program. It's down in Louisiana. I go down there once a year, and I go down there and train for some velocity and some strength work. And so on top of Coach Waldo's program, I do that, but Coach Waldo's program has definitely helped our school and everything grow. So
you mentioned the strength stuff. How much do you feel like strength has benefited you so far in your career, and how much will it help you in the future?
It's definitely helped me a lot. I feel like coming in as an eighth grader, 140 pounds, and being able to put on muscle and get faster and stronger has definitely helped me grow as a baseball player and stay healthy throughout the season. And it's helped a lot of other players. I think our weight room's great here. We got a new weightlifting coach, and he's really taken over the program and done a good job with that. So
you're not just going there to play baseball. You're going to be getting an education as well. What are you thinking about majoring in, or do you know for sure? And then what do you want to do with that in the future?
Yeah, so I want to go into sports marketing, and also I'm also dabbling in coaching. I want to do some coaching too. So my goal after college is to possibly, you know, get an internship somewhere, like working for the MLB or something, or just some professional sports team and just market. Or I want to become a coach too. I've always loved the game of baseball, and I'd love to continue teaching my knowledge to other kids.
Does it matter to you where you coach or what level, or do you just want to be still involved in the game somehow?
Absolutely. I just want to be a part of the game. I don't care where. And if it's Little League, if it's high school, college, I don't really care. I just want to be a part of the game. So.
Well, Quentin, I tell you what, you can relax now. The decision has been made, and it's been announced. So congratulations on that decision. And you're going to be able to take a breath now once it's over?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a stressful decision, but I think I'm ready.
When did you finally make the decision? When did you know for sure that it was Northern and you were ready to announce?
It was on the way home from Northern, actually. We had another visit lined up with another school, and I turned to my dad and I said, I think this is the one, Dad. And so on the way home, we talked about it and talked to my mom about it, and we thought it was the right decision. And so called all the other coaches and let them know. And so, yeah.
Well, I tell you
probably around October.
Okay, around October. Well, Quentin, I tell you what, congratulations. Appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck at Northern, and best of luck coming up this summer as well with your last year with Coon Rapids Baird.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
You bet. Quentin Culbertson again with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Again, he's headed to Northern State in South Dakota to continue his baseball career.